What's up, guys? Welcome back to Catching Up with Chrissy. I had a little trouble with the podcast room, so we're recording off my phone today. Hope it all sounds well, but yeah, I have a special guest today on the podcast. I have Ken West here today. He just finished up his senior season on the APU men's basketball team after they went on a historic Cinderella run that took them from a 1-8 record at the start of the season to a first ever PacWest tournament title and a trip to the West Regional Championship game. So it was a really incredible story of their season that I was able to watch both from the desk, getting to do the scorebook and doing stats for the season, but also got to check in with the coach mid-season, talk about what was going on with their struggles back in December, and then seeing the way they turned it around in January through March was just an incredible experience for me to get to watch firsthand, and also for the players and the coaches and all that they got to achieve in the end of their season. So I'm really excited for that and to share it with you guys. But before we get into it, a time to catch up a little bit with me, because it's been a while. My last episode with Nico was recorded almost 3 weeks ago, I think. So definitely before spring break. And honestly, a lot has happened since then. Running aside, I have gotten to do a lot with journalism and just my career and things that I was kind of hoping to do, I got to do. So as some of you saw, I got to go to Las Vegas for the Pac-12 women's basketball tournament, and what a week that was. Honestly, I really didn't know what I was getting into. I really wanted to go. It was in Las Vegas during my spring break. I didn't have practice towards the end of the week, and I was like, maybe I can use my Fox Sports to kind of get in, but I'm not really sure how much content I'll be creating and like writing articles from the site, and so I'm just going to kind of book my ticket, buy a tournament pass, see what I can do. I was able to get media credentials through Fox and got to be a part of the press conferences. I got to sit on media row. I got to meet some incredible journalists that I've actually looked up to for a few years, following some of their stuff and getting to see the way they handled interviews and then created a story out of it, seeing the type of coverage they were able to do through their outlets such as Yahoo Sports, ESPN, and it was just an incredible opportunity to get to learn from a lot of professionals that I've looked up to. Getting to meet them in person, kind of talk and fangirl over women's basketball with them was so cool. One of the most, kind of the biggest takeaways I took from the weekend, I didn't get to stay the whole weekend, but from a few of the days, was getting to be a part of the press conferences. I got to watch a lot of amazing matchups and basketball itself, but from the journalist side of it, I really enjoyed the press conferences, hearing the type of questions other journalists would ask, also pretending I was asking questions, what would I have asked them, what are some stats I noticed or storylines that I would love to ask about. So just kind of thinking through those things as if I was a part of the press conference, hearing the way the players would react or the coaches would react to certain questions, seeing which ones they kind of gravitated towards, which ones turned them off kind of thing. And so it was a really good learning experience for me. So that was kind of a wrap up of the whole tournament. It was really awesome. I got to write some practice articles, get some feedback from Fox as if I was actually covering the live events. And so that was just a really cool opportunity for me to kind of practice and see myself actually doing this in the future of like, hey, maybe I am a women's basketball beat writer in the future, and this is kind of the experience I would be going through. And so exposing myself to that, going to Las Vegas alone, exposing myself to getting from the MGM Grand back to my hotel at midnight, or finding food in between games and stuff, just little things like that were good to kind of practice as if I was doing it on my own anyways. And so I'm really grateful that Fox was able to help grant me that opportunity and for the Pac-12 to do that for me as well, especially being their last women's basketball tournament. I mean, 7 Pac-12 teams made it into the national tournament, and so to get to watch them kind of battle each other in just a conference tournament, it was incredible kind of seeing the type of games that were going on, even in the first and second rounds. Even though they weren't even semifinal or championship games, they could be championship games, just the type of matchups that were going on. And so I just really fell in love with being a there and being a part of it all. And I think I've really enjoyed women's basketball in the past year, which is Caitlin Clark and how it's taken off, and seeing Juju Watkins and USC and how much they've turned around that program, and them going to the Big Ten next year. I think it's going to be just such a great time for women's sports and especially women's basketball. And so getting to be there, talking about it with others, kind of made me fall in love with it a lot more. And I'm really excited to kind of see where that goes and maybe see if there's an opportunity there in the future. Long story short, that was an incredible week that I really enjoyed being a part of and I learned so much from. But then the coolest part of it was the next weekend, our APU women's basketball team hosted the West Regional Tournament. So I got to be kind of hands-on working for the sports information department, and I got to kind of do a lot of the behind the scenes for that tournament that the Pac-12 did for me. So like, I helped make some credentials. I helped kind of get the stat sheets out to reporters or help set up the press conference, introduce the players and the coaches. And so all the things that I saw at the Pac-12 tournament, I got to be a part of for our own hosting of the tournament. Even though it was at the D2 level and it was a little different, it was still really cool to kind of see the questions they asked in the Pac-12 tournament and then taking those and asking the same questions or my own reiteration of them in the West Regional tournament and looking for those storylines of like, how did this team out rebounding this team create second chance shots that ended up lifting the team over the team that they beat? Just things like that, like looking for those little points and then asking questions about that of like, how did that prove the grit of your team and why did that help you guys succeed? Things like that. It was just things like that that I really absorbed from the Pac-12 tournament and then got to put into practice at our own hosting of the West Regional tournament. That was really cool to kind of just live it out, I guess. And then I wrote my own feature on our APU women's basketball season, what kind of takeaways I had from it and them falling in the semifinal game to go to the West Region Championship. And so kind of learning from the Pac-12 tournament and some of the questions they had asked and then creating a story out of it for our own women's basketball team. And I really enjoyed doing that feature on the coach and Paige and a few of the seniors that have left such a lasting impact on this program. So that is something I worked on last week. And then also last week, few of you might have seen that I did a big project really for Fox Sports during my internship. I really wanted to do kind of like a storyline or two little stats about every team of the NCAA women's basketball tournament. So like the D1 March Madness tournament, I was able to do a ton of research. It took my entire 8-hour shift last Wednesday to really go through and find some original, unique stat about every single team in the tournament of like, this team leads the nation in three-point attempts. And so they're really like shooting the ball from the arc a lot. And so how are they going to match up against another team that has a lot of like guards that are really good at defense? Like maybe that's going to eliminate, oh, this team's not able to shoot as much as they usually would and they lead the nation in shots. And so just little storylines and stats like that are what I was able to identify and put into this big story. It was huge. I think it ended up being almost 4,000 words. And I'm really grateful that Fox gave me the opportunity to work on that project and just kind of practice looking for those stats again, like I talked about, and then putting it into practice and then publishing it on Fox Sports' website and on their app. And it was just so cool because I'm really, like I said, interested in women's basketball right now. And so getting to do a little bit of research for all of the teams was really cool. I learned a lot and I found out that Tennessee has made every single March Madness tournament since its inception, and UConn has made 30 straight appearances into the Sweet 16. And so things like that are like incredible stats to me. I'm a sponge and like a stat nerd when it comes to that type of stuff. And so I really enjoyed doing that, and I'm glad that I got to kind of be a part of that project last week. And then during the actual March Madness weekend and the past week of games that have been going on, during my shifts, I've got to be a part of these live blogs. And so I posted one of them on Sunday, but basically I'm kind of watching all the games going on and following like, oh, that was a big play that kind of helped turn around the momentum of like, okay, now this team is going on a 10-2 run. And so I'll kind of put that into the story, put a little blurb above it of like, this person hit this shot that put the team on a 10-2 run over Duke or something, and like we'll see how Duke responds. And so kind of just tracking the action for people who can't watch all the games or miss some of the games and want to see what the kind of like story of the game was, is I'm kind of live blogging the game and pulling big plays and putting them into this story. And so that was really cool to kind of be a part of. Watching a ton of games this weekend was really cool. And so kind of part of that, I won't really go into too much detail about all of the March Madness games, but I really hope you've also been enjoying as much as I have. I've consumed so much basketball in the past week, probably like more than most of the entire year. And I also hope you're watching the women's tournament, especially going forward. There's going to be some really good matchups, and I really encourage you to watch them. There's some great basketball going on, and it's just a really fun time. So that's all with me. This was a kind of a longer catch up with me, but there's been a lot that's gone on. And for the people that are interested in this, kind of for the journalism side, or just interested in what I've been up to, I hope that provides a little bit of insight. I love kind of sharing about it and just getting to kind of help others kind of see the inside of this job and what I've been doing. All that aside, without further ado, it's time to get into the main part of this episode, which was an exclusive interview with Ken West. Ken has been a part of the men's basketball program here at APU for the past 5 years, and he's seen plenty of success. He's a multiple-time first-team All-Pac West performer. He was consistently dropping double digits per game over the past few years, and he's just always left it all on the court. He's shot great from the three-point line. But anyways, Ken has left an unforgettable mark on APU athletics, and he was able to write his name in the history books in his final season as he helped lead the team to its first ever Pac West tournament title. But the way they did it was remarkable, because while some of you may know, the season was a roller coaster. I mean, they started the year 1-8, like I mentioned. They lost 7 straight games, I think, in December. And then they really turned around in the second part of their season. They went on a streak kind of winning their last 2 regular season games to get a chance to get into the Pac West tournament. They won all 3 of those games against the top 3 seeds to win their first ever tournament title. And then they beat the number 1 seed in the West Region tournament. And then they go on to make the West Region championship game. And so it was just an incredible Cinderella run in March. And I'm really grateful that I got to take the time to look back on it all with Ken West as he shared his own experience during that time, kind of the rough start to the season, and then ending his college career the way that he did, and also just talking about his time here at APU. So without further ado, here's my interview with Ken. Today we're here with Ken West. Welcome to the podcast.
I appreciate you having me on. It's been really cool, and I'm glad I was able to get on, and excited to talk to you.
First, we're going to talk about the season, and you being a senior, we'll talk a little bit about your career here at APU, but being a member of the basketball team, you guys had kind of a wild winter campaign. You guys finished the season 16-7, but started the year 1-8. Then you went on to win the first ever PacWest tournament title for APU and made it all the way to the West Regional Championship game. So what a magical run. But first of all, how's the body feeling? You've had a week of retirement, but how are you feeling after a long season?
Man, the body's feeling honestly pretty sore. But I think the week off was great for the body, great for the knees, back, all that. Obviously still, you know, kind of nursing a few injuries, but you know how it is as a college athlete. But yeah, I mean, this season was pretty, honestly, pretty crazy start to finish. You know, we were projected to, you know, win the conference. And, you know, after that first weekend, you know, we played at Chico. We were 1-1 after that weekend. So, you know, we're thinking like, all right, like we're on an okay path. After that, the wheels fell off a little bit. But, you know, the group just had an unbelievable amount of perseverance, and we would just keep working, keep fighting, and we ended up being able to turn into something special at the end. So, yeah, it was crazy, honestly, from, you know, the beginning of the year to in the middle, like Christmas break, mm-hmm. And then to the end when, you know, you're able to go on a run, beat some really good basketball teams, you know, on the road, and then, you know, get into the NCAA tournament. Beat the number 1 seed in the whole region, and then get to the West Regional Final, Sweet 16. So that, I mean, you know, the journey was crazy, but, you know, if you would have asked me at the beginning of the year, like, hey, like, you know, you're going to get to the West Regional Final, have a great year, like, you want that, are you in? I would have said yes every day, but, you know, I didn't think that's the path we were going to take, but, you know, that's how God planned it. So, you know, that's how it is. But,
yeah. I was going to ask kind of, we're going to go through a little bit of a story of how this all happened, but starting with the very beginning of the season, coming into your senior year, You talk a little about you did not expect to go to the West Regional Championship game, but what did you expect for the season?
Yeah, I mean, I wanted to be in the NCAA tournament. That's kind of my goal every year. I think, you know, me and only a couple other guys on this team, we've been to the NCAA tournament 4 out of 5 years I've been here, which is like honestly it's a huge accomplishment, and you know, it's a testament to some of the teams I've been on in the past, some of the players I've played with, and obviously like the coaching staff. But I mean, that's always the goal, is get to the big dance. Because those games, like, I feel like you don't really know until you're in it, but those games are a different level of competition. It's a different energy in the air. And you know, like as an athlete, as a competitor, like I live for those moments. Like I love, you know, trash talking and you know, like kind of like, you know, like getting punched in the face a little bit, like, you know, like persevering, reacting and fighting back. So I love that. But that was always the goal, honestly, like get to the tournament and make some noise. So
yeah. And you guys had a few new freshmen come in, you had Ethan come in, and then also George wasn't a part of that original senior group, but he was returning for another year. So tell me a little about the culture and the chemistry going into the year.
Yeah, I mean, we lost a couple guys in the off season, but you know, that culture is just there. That's APU. That's who we are. All along, yeah, I mean, even though we kind of had a, like I said, interesting beginning of the year, like we always had the talent and personnel to be able to win games. You know, we had, you know, Bryce has been an unbelievable ball handler, point guard. Ethan stepped up huge in some games, especially in the conference tournament and the NCAA tournament. You know, I really saw a different side of him, like, all year. You know, he was battling through some different injuries and other stuff off the court. But he's a real deal monster. So, you know, seeing him kind of develop throughout the year was awesome. You know, George is just, that's a 6-year senior. He's been playing basketball for 6 years at the college level, which is actually crazy. I feel bad for that guy and his knees. Seriously. But, you know, that's another guy who has really good experience, like, playing the game and, you know, playing in big moments. I mean, I believe he was the PacWest tournament most outstanding player. Mm-hmm. He had a great postseason run, and I can attribute a lot of our success at the end to him, because, you know, he took it upon himself to kind of be that leader on the defensive end, which we needed. That guy's unbelievable. You gotta watch him play. But yeah, I mean, we had a couple of the young guys develop along the way too. Caleb Taylor, our big mm-hmm. fella, had a couple of huge games mm-hmm. for us, especially in the tournament. So, I mean, it all kind of came together at the end. This culture is just positive, and we always stay together. There was never any like finger pointing or mm-hmm. like, you know, he did this, like, why am I not, you know, that type of thing. So I think that attributes to a lot of it, because we always just kind of stay together as a group. And you know, we easily could have just, you know, gone our separate ways, like gotten selfish, like, mm-hmm. oh, I'm gonna get mine because I'm doing this next season, or I'm gonna get in the portal or whatever, you know what I mean? So like, I think that was a key difference in kind of us and some other programs where that might have folded. But mm-hmm. yeah
so now kind of going into the season, you guys started December a little struggling, you lost 7 in a row. From your perspective, what was going on during that run, and especially being a senior, was it kind of just nerve-wracking every single loss, knowing that like this is your final run at it and you might not like come back from it?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it was really tough, honestly, for me, because, you know, I had such high expectations for myself and the team for this year. And to kind of get, like, kind of let down in a sense, like, well, like, this isn't how it is going to be, was honestly really difficult. You know, to my point about, like, getting to the NCAA tournament, usually APU has always had a, like, at-large bid, like, mm-hmm. regardless of, you know, how we do in conference, because we are usually pretty successful throughout the entire year. But when it came down to it, kind of that December stretch, you know, you're looking at the schedule and you're thinking, all right, well, we got to do something crazy in conference because, you know, we're 1-in-whatever and we have really no shot at the at-large. So, I mean, it was tough. It was pretty demoralizing, but it was just one of those things where you kind of had to, like, regroup and just understand, like, all right, like, this is how it is. And, you know, we can't really change the record that's on our, you know, the box score, but we can, you know, keep working and, you know, just keep fighting through it. So,
yeah, I met with Coach Peter Bond during that stretch, I think in January, mm-hmm. and it seemed like over winter break, you guys were starting to figure it out. Yeah. I think I talked to him a little about, like, your assist to turnover ratio was a lot better, and you guys were playing a little. I think when you have a new team and a lot of new players, you're trying to figure things out, and it seemed like you guys were sharing the ball better. You're figuring out what was working for you. And so what do you think kind of turned that around for the rest of the season?
I mean, definitely limiting our turnovers was huge. I mean, we were turning the ball over like crazy, like like historical numbers. Like, it was bad. But I think that, and then I think the defensive end improved a lot too, because, you know, we were in games, but came to a point where we couldn't get a stop and a rebound. So I think limiting our turnovers and, you know, being able to, like, defensively kind of dig in and just be like, all right, like, we gotta get a stop. We're gonna get a stop right now. And also rebounding. I mean, kind of a APU staple is like rebounding the ball well. And I don't even know what the numbers are, but the last like 10 games, we out rebounded the other team, and, you know, that's kind of when our streak started. So I think really those three things were huge. You know, just expanding our possessions, and, you know, when you get hot, you get hot. So. Mm-hmm.
And as a senior, you and Bryce and Nate, all of you guys kind of trying to help keep the team positive. What was that like, just kind of going into the second half of the season? How did you kind of, like, help keep the morale high?
Yeah, I mean, I think as a senior group, I mean, we met kind of every week. Mm-hmm. And it was always like a, you know, it was kind of like we were looking around. We were talking with our coach, and we just always need to, like, keep the positivity high. We got to keep working, keep the positivity high, because if you, like, kind of, like, mentally check out, if you, like, just go through the motions, like, it's not going to – you're not going to be able to get out of that rut. But if you try to keep your spirits high, you know, stay in the gym, I think that's really what it was. I think for the senior group especially, you know, we had a couple – like, tough injuries to multiple guys. I mean, even, like, Bryce, I mean, he had a, like, he probably should not be playing at all, like, in the last couple months after that injury. But, you know, seeing him fighting back in the, you know, like, at rehab and then playing, I mean, a couple weeks later, like, that was, like, honestly a kind of a huge, like, morale boost to our guys. You know, seeing, like, he's really going to put it all out there, like, no matter what. So, like, I should too, you know, like, I think that stuff is important, and, you know, that kind of ties back into, like, the culture we have, in the last couple of years, like, guys are just playing, like, giving it their all for everyone in the locker room, you know, that's what makes it special. So, but yeah, the senior group is awesome. And I played basketball with these guys for a long time. So
kind of going along with your guys' season. So you guys were able to turn things around. You finished the regular season 12-15. You guys earned the final bid into the PacWest tournament. What was that kind of like, oh, we did it. Like, we actually got into the tournament and we might have a chance at the regional tournament.
Yeah, that was huge. I mean, we had a absolutely massive game on senior night. It was pretty much a win and, like, you're in. And we were able to get that. We won, I think, by like 5 or 6 against Concordia. I mean, that was at, like, huge. I was probably the most happy I've ever been in my career. Like, not really, but, like, it was it was sweet. And then we went up to Fresno, beat them. At that point, I mean, you know, like, we've been playing teams really close. Up to that point, we got 2 pretty quality wins. Like, Fresno was a tough place to play, and then Concordia was, I mean, if they would have beat us, they were pretty much into the tournament. So that was, they were fighting and clawing. So, you know, we got to the tournament, and then we ended up playing Hawaii Pacific. I mean, like, that matchup, because they beat us twice already. Kind of switched some things, and then, you know, the rest is history. So, I mean, that tournament, getting into the tournament, that was huge. And honestly, I think that's all the comments we needed. So
yeah. So then you guys go into the tournament. You go on your first magical run. You knock off the 3 seed, Hawaii Pacific, mm-hmm. and then the 2 seed and the 1 seed in the championship. Yeah. So tell me a little bit about that run, the energy going into every single game, and knowing that if you guys didn't win the tournament, your season was pretty much over and not getting to go to the regional tournament.
Yeah, man, that was crazy. Like, man, it was unbelievable time. We were down in San Diego. You know, so I packed my bags for, you know, 5 days from Wednesday to Saturday or mm-hmm. however many days we were there, because I knew, like, we had a great chance of being there for the whole tournament. I mean, once we got that first win against Hawaii Pacific, like, I just loved our chances against anybody else we'd play. Played Academy. They play us really well. I mean, that's a great basketball team over there. Then we got to the championship against Point Loma. And they were hosting the whole thing, so it was pretty much a true, like, away game.
Mm-hmm.
Earlier in the season, we beat them at our place and played them real close on the road. So, you know, our confidence was high playing them for another time. And, you know, we just dominated that game start to finish. And, you know, I could just tell, like, in that locker room pregame, like, before we played them, like, it was gonna be just a good night. Like, mm-hmm. we, you know, it was, everyone was locked in 1 through 12. Like, you know, our coaches asking us questions about the scout and everyone just rattle them off, no questions. Like, you know, like, it was just one of those things where I just knew, like, before we stepped on the court, like, we were gonna have a good night. So yeah, that was awesome though. I mean, be able to knock them off on their home court,
yeah,
you know, celebrate and get a trophy back to the Zoo was awesome. So
yeah, and especially for you, being a part of 5 teams here at APU, and you finally earned a tournament title.
Yeah.
What was that kind of like, and those feelings after getting to hoist the trophy?
Oh, man, it was awesome. I mean, man, it was incredible. I mean, honestly, I think it felt even better just because the group we did it with and kind of how we got there. I think, like, first 6 seed ever to do that, mm-hmm. and especially the first one in my career. So, like, that was really cool. But, man, I'm just happy for the guys, and, you know, I hope some of the young guys can see that and just be like, all right, like, you know, like, so I can give them the confidence that, you know, be able to do that again. But, yeah, it was awesome. It was sweet.
Yeah. Okay, so now you guys played the championship game on Saturday. You had a good 6-day break, but still kind of a quick turnaround to head into the West regional tournament. So how was your kind of mindset? I mean, you guys were probably riding a high off that tournament run and hoping to keep the Magic alive. So how was kind of the energy, making sure your guys' bodies were okay? How was that week in preparation for the regional tournament?
I mean, it was very light physically, just because we played 3 games in 3 days. Mm-hmm. You know, like, me, George, and Bryce had all played, I mean, pretty much 40 minutes every game. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's a lot of minutes. So as far as physically, it was very light, but it was more so just, like, mentally just mm-hmm. learning a lot of what Cal State LA like to do. And, you know, all the focus was on Cal State LA. But, you know, our coaches were able to, like, draw up and implement a great game plan. And we were able to execute it and, you know, squeak out a win by, you know, one. But that was a fun week, just because, you know, you got that in the back of your head, like, oh, we just won the tournament, you know. But, you know, it was all business, honestly. And it's that kind of that confidence coming out. Like, we knew we had a chance the whole way. It wasn't like we were like, all right, well, you know, we're going up against Goliath. Like, no, mm-hmm. like, we had a real chance of, like, knocking him off. But, yeah, it was a fun week for sure, though.
Yeah, and I remember that game. It was a wild ending. I mean, yeah. Bryce on the line, he misses the first,
crazy.
And then makes the second. And
yeah.
Kind of what were your feelings of, like, this could be, like, a lose-and-go-home kind of situation, but he knocked down that free throw. And what was kind of the significance of that moment and him being on the line, I guess, for that game?
I mean, I had no doubts it was going in. Like, honestly, mm-hmm. like, he missed the first, I think, long, and I was just – you know, I had no doubts he was knocking down the second one. But that was for sure a big moment. I think, you know, everyone in the gym was yelling, standing. It was loud in there. It was awesome. Like, but yeah, I had no doubts in him, because, you know, he's stud from the free throw line.
I saw Coach's message in the locker room and kind of your guys' energy after that game going into the rest of the tournament. Why was that win so big? In like, you knocked off the number one seed, of course, but then how did that kind of fuel your next two games?
I mean, that was huge. I mean, I think it just gave us even more confidence throughout the next couple games. And, you know, like we played Cal State LA earlier in the year at home. We lost. It was a close one. I think we lost by like a couple points. But, you know, I think that win was just huge for our confidence. And, you know, it really gave us the, like, we can beat anybody, you know, mm-hmm. like, and that's why I was kind of, you know, thinking earlier in the year when we were losing a lot. But, like, we always had the personnel, we always had the guys, but to do it. But, you know, that really just gave us the confidence, like, yeah, we can do this. And, you know, like, let's keep this thing going. One of our assistant coaches, he said, you know, he always talks about the mo, like the momentum. Mm. And like we got that, like he had the mo at the time. So, you know, it's just contagious, honestly, when you get that type of energy. So
then you guys beat the number one seed. You guys came to play number five Central Washington,
yeah.
who beat you guys pretty badly the first time earlier in the season. And Obviously you guys grew a lot from that game. And you talked a little bit about Cal State LA beat you and you were able to come back and beat them. So you turn around, you win that game and advance to the final. How was that game specifically, and then your energy going into the West Region Championship?
The Central game was really fun. I was telling my roommate, like, you know, we're just on a revenge tour because, you know, we're playing all these teams that beat us earlier in the year. So that game was definitely fun. And, you know, obviously we were just a completely different team going into the, you know, pretty much really all the last couple games, but especially that, like, that Cal State LA and Central game where we were just a completely different team. The West Regional Final was also, like, that was also a really fun game. Obviously, we weren't able to, like, pull out a win, but, like, that energy was just so high. Like I was saying, like, I live for those type of moments playing those games. It was great. Like, we got down big, honestly, like, first part of the game, and then the second half, we came back, I think cut it to two. You know, earlier in the year, we got down big like that. I think we were down like 16 or 18. Like, we would just toss it in, like, just folded. But, like, you know, there's something about, like, you know, the culture in this team, the perseverance, and we just kept fighting and clawing. Like, we brought it all the way back. I mean, obviously, we were able to, like, finish the job. But, like, I think that says something about, like, how we grew. Because, you know, earlier we would have just, like, folded or, like, all right, like, you know, we it's chalked, like, down 16. But that's definitely like a moment where, you know, I'm sitting in the media timeout under 4 minutes. It's like a 3 or 4 point game. I'm like, all right, like, we're here. Like, we can, like, we're right there. Like, mm-hmm. we can do this. That was definitely a big growing moment for us. And not only the older guys, but also the younger guys, you know, seeing, like, you know, never out of a game type thing. So. Mm-hmm.
For you, during that kind of stretch of the West Regional games, was there ever kind of a point where you walked on the court and were just like, oh, this could be my last? Like, was there a lot of emotion, or was it very like, I'm just going to get the job done so I don't have to worry about that?
Dude, that was every game for like 7 straight games.
Yeah.
Like, really, like, our backs were against the wall for, you know, since
conference
play. Like senior night, like Concordia, mm-hmm. like low-key. Like, that was pretty much it for me. Like, I was thinking, I'm lacing it up for Concordia, thinking like, all right, like this could really be it. Like, I got my last home game, then we're playing Fresno, and that'll be my last game ever. You know, mm-hmm. And you know, I didn't want that to happen. So, I think when your back is against the wall, like, there's a little bit more that gets brought out of you. It was just. Yeah, I didn't want to be my last game. So, but yeah, actually, like, every single game that I played, I was like, oh, this could be it.
Yeah.
Like, who knows?
Yeah, that's true. For like a good 2 weeks too, of like, even the conference tournament, it could have been like every game. If you didn't win the tournament, you guys weren't making to the regional tournament. So.
Absolutely, yeah. But in the conference tournament, I don't know why, but after we won that first one, I was like, we're winning this whole thing. Like, there's no doubt about it.
So. And that's hard because you guys were going to play the 2 and the 1 seed after that, so.
Definitely. I mean, but, I'm saying, like, conference tournament, we won the Hawaii Pacific. I was good. Honestly, I knew we was good. So I knew I had another week in change of my season. So.
You didn't feel the nerves of lacing your shoes for those two games?
No, I didn't.
That's awesome. So after that final game against, you guys played Cal State San Bernardino, you guys lost that game, but how did you feel after? Were you just overwhelmed with how proud you were of the season and the team, or was there a lot of like sad kind of bittersweetness to it?
Honestly, man, I was just, I was so proud of the guys, just how we thought, like, fought all year. And you know, I was thinking about all the blessings I've had throughout my whole career and time here. You know, I've been able to play with some just amazing guys, and I don't really know, like, scoring a lot and doing all that is cool, but I mean, really, I've been able to have some, like, make some awesome friendships, like, throughout my whole time here. You know, even when I was a freshman, like, you know, some of the older guys, like, taking me under their wing and kind of showing me, like, this is what you do, you know. I still remember that to this day, you know. So from all the way from there, when I was like a little freshman coming in 18, 19 years old, to now I'm graduating, fifth year guy, you know, can get a master's degree, you know, like, I've just been blessed so much to be able to do so many cool things, you know, on and off the court. So, I was just thinking about really all the relationships I've made and all that, but I'm definitely going to miss the locker room a lot, miss the guys, but you know, I'll be able to play basketball for however long, you know. We'll see what happens after the season, but you know, we'll be in men's league, we'll be in the rec, so you know, I'm not worried about the basketball side, but definitely the guys though, for sure.
Yeah, and kind of your final year, how fitting was it to have a season end this year the way it did, of kind of like, how did it, I guess, exemplify your whole kind of career at APU?
Yeah, I mean, I think the whole togetherness of the group, I think that kind of is how my career is. I mean, we've always been able to come together, and it's always been a player-led team at APU, and I think we were able to really come together at the end, and that just showed, like, throughout the last couple weeks of our season. Like, I'm glad I stayed here, and I was able to, you know, create these experiences with the guys, and so.
What made you stay?
Honestly, like, I just really wanted to, like, finish and just, like, I would say I just wanted, it sounds cliche, but I just wanted to, like, finish business here, because I feel like last year, like, I just didn't play well at all at the end of the year, and we lost, you know, two games we probably shouldn't have, the tournament championship, and then also, like, the NCAA tournament. So I feel like I kind of, like, some stuff left out on the table, definitely.
I'm sure that was a good way to kind of, like, you know, you finished all your business here, and
definitely, yeah,
that must feel good, kind of knowing going into the year you had stuff you wanted to do and you were able to do it. So
yeah, definitely, even though it was a weird path to get there,
yeah, right,
we were able to do it.
Yeah. So recounting on your past 5 years here, how have you seen yourself grow, and what are some of your biggest takeaways from playing on the team?
Oh man, I mean, I've grown in, like, virtually every part of my life, you know, like, physically, mentally, spiritually, like, I mean, it's been crazy. Like, I've been able to grow in all sorts of ways. I think the biggest for me is, I think it'd honestly be, like, mentally and physically. When I came in, I was kind of all over the place, like, academic-wise and sports-wise, and I didn't have any organization or real, like,
balance
in my life. And I think I learned how to, you know, organize myself and, you know, schedule myself through class and figure out when to do homework. And, you know, that sounds like easy things to do, but, you know, it's...
It's not.
Like, yeah. You gotta figure out how to balance your life, and you know, I think that really applies, especially when you get into, you know, there's gonna be life after basketball, whether you believe it or not. So, like, learning how to do all that stuff is important, and I think that, you know, that stuff is important. Other than that, I mean, I also grew spiritually as well. You know, I've been able to meet some really cool people through basketball. Like, I've been able to go to Bible studies with guys on the team, and that stuff is important. Our assistant coach talks about, like, being an uncommon man, like, what that means, and you know, that stuff is important, especially for, like, life after basketball. So.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about Coach Peter Bond and the program he's built, and how have you seen it grow over those 5 years, and what do you see for the future too?
He's done a great job. He's done a great job here, honestly. Like, he took over right when I arrived. So I committed to APU in 2019, and then the head coach at the time left, and he took over the job several weeks after I got after I committed. So I was kind of like, do I want to stay here? Do I want to, like, what do I want to do? And then originally he recruited me. So I was like, you know, I like this guy. Like, I could play for him type thing. I mean, he's been able to grow in all sorts of ways. Like, kind of, I think for me, he's really advanced my basketball knowledge in a sense of, like, not so, like, statistically, but more, like, analytically, like, thinking through the game. Yeah. Like, you know, if a team is switching all ball screens, what do you want to do? You know, like, that type of thing. So, like, I feel like from a mental standpoint, basketball-wise, he's advanced my game to, like, a whole different level. Mm-hmm. Like, when I, especially when I came in. Because when I came in, I was just trying to, like, shoot threes and drive to the, like, to the hole and, like, just score. Like, I wasn't really thinking about anything. But now I'm kind of thinking through the game and playing at my own pace. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, I think that really helped me become the player I am right now, you know, just thinking through things and even, like, listening to, like, what the other team is calling, like, what their play call is. All right, then, you know, if we have a good scout, all right, I know what their play is, and I'm going to, you know, like, blow it up or get a steal or something. Mm-hmm. So all that stuff is important, but, I mean, he really helped me develop my game. Offensively, defensively, and, you know, like, X's and O's wise. So, yeah, he's done a great job.
Yeah. And what are you excited about the future of this program and what he's building here?
Yeah, I mean, dude, we got some really exciting young guys. I mean, you know, we had – I mean, I can just think of our last couple of games, especially, like, we had, you know, Mike Saba hit a couple huge shots. He's a freshman. Yeah. You know, Ethan's going to be a junior next year. Caleb's going to be a junior. So, I mean, these guys had huge impact as underclassmen. I'm just excited to see what they can do in the coming years. You know, obviously we had a smaller roster this year. We had 12 guys, which is honestly kind of different. But, yeah, I'm sure he's going to bring in a good group and, you know, just keep the tradition going. So I'm excited to see what comes next, though, for sure, for some of these young guys. So
yeah, and kind of ending it with what's next for you and what do you have planned after this?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I wish I could tell you. I feel like I could go in so many different directions right now, but you know, I'm looking at playing basketball overseas professionally or something of that nature. But I could also just, like, stay here, or I could move back home, or I don't really know. So y'all will have to stay tuned. I'm not sure.
Have you on for another episode of Where's Ken West?
I'm about to come back. I'm about to come back on.
Well, thank you so much for talking. Is there anything else just about your season or your career here at APU?
I don't got anything else, but I mean, it was a blessing to be able to be here and play ball here. You know, it's been an incredible blessing and journey at Azusa Pacific. So I've loved every minute.
Yeah, and it's been awesome watching you. I've been here for 3 years, so it's been cool seeing you at different teams and you stepping up in different ways. So congratulations on a great career.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
If you've stuck around this far, thank you so much. I know this was one of the longer episodes, but I'm really grateful for my time getting to sit down with Ken, talk a little about his time here at APU, and also just this roller coaster of a season. It's been really fun to kind of follow it. I got to write that article like I talked about in the mid-season, and from there, just watching the team blossom into a whole new program and really tackle that adversity from the beginning of the year and come out of it with such a magical run and great experiences and even etch their names in the record books. And so we're very proud of Ken and the accomplishments he had here at APU, and I'm really excited to see what he does in the future. And that's all for today. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I'm really excited because I have another one coming out very soon. So thanks for sticking around and stay tuned.